The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components, lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, as well as wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. These guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles and they use the products they sell on their own rides. So if you guys are looking for specialty parts, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
We hope you enjoy this episode of The Drop. If you like these podcasts and all the other content we create, head on over to our website and purchase some apparel. Our websites are thegoodlife.com and livelifecustom.com. We really appreciate it. Now on to the episode.
How's our levels looking? Well, I got it going because that's my computer. Now you just check the levels.
I just double, like, look here. Make sure none of that's on. And then, the old feels come back.
Yeah, the old MacBook.
Gain 10. Looks good to me. Maybe we'll just jammer this up a little bit.
So we were just talking about, because I was going to ask you about that. So was that, you're talking about, we were setting up the pocket and you were saying that you're able to set this up while doing 90 miles an hour.
It's not safe.
It's not
safe. So
I'm going to come down to your level a little bit. There we go.
Oh, yeah. I know I'm slouching. I need to sit up.
Oh, no, I think it's my chair, too.
Yeah.
We just go a little lower there. There we go.
Yeah, so I had a photo shoot, video shoot. What's today?
Today's Friday.
So yesterday morning.
Yeah, and that was the one because you were like driving up a dirt road somewhere, right?
Yes. Yeah, so yeah. What happened is. I went on Tuesday. I went down to Arizona High Test, and we're going to do video shoot and photo shoot, and we got the truck set up, and he goes, "Man, I really want to shoot this in this junkyard." And I'll go, "Then why are we here?" And I was like, "Do you know the guy at the junkyard?" And he goes, "Yeah." Or no, but I can call him. So he calls him. And they were like, "Yeah." So I was like, "Well, let's just do it Thursday morning." So we met back up at the junkyard Thursday morning. Sun's at the perfect height. Wrong junkyard. There's three. It's called Desert Valley or Desert something. They used to film a TV show on Discovery there. Like it was a junkyard auction thing. Well, we were at the one that had late model vehicles.
So they have ones that have different things in them?
So there's one in Tucson, one in Phoenix, and one in Black Canyon City. So Black Canyon City is 25 miles north of where this one was. But he had already unloaded the truck off the trailer and all this stuff. And I was like, "Well, let's just drive up there." I was like, "We'll get rolling shots on the way up there."
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So we hop on the freeway. Then we hop off to get gas. And we hop back on. And we're starting to go up the 17. Like, you know how we go up the windies?
Mm-hmm.
So we're like starting to go
up. Oh, it's up there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we're like going up. And we're just ducking. Just doing this. I'm in the Maverick. And just like, and he's just like, "Wah, wah." And then back, and I look down, and I'm looking at my phone, moving the camera around while I'm driving like this, and we're doing 95 miles an hour.
Dang.
And I'm just like, "This is extremely dangerous."
Yeah.
So then we get off the freeway, and
did you have the pocket mounted on the little spring thing?
Yep. Yeah. I'll show you the footage. It looks really smooth.
Yeah.
But and then we get off the freeway, and then we're going through this tiny neighborhood, and then there's three cows grazing like on the road. So we're like, stop and look at them. Then we keep going. That's like asphalt ends. And I was like, "I didn't know we were going on a dirt road." Yeah. We went like on a mile and a half dirt road.
Wow. And that was the video that you put on
Instagram. That was the road. And then we get to this junkyard, literally in this canyon.
Because Black Canyon.
Black Canyon. There's millions of cactuses everywhere. There's cars stacked. They're all old, old, weird model cars.
Huh.
That like.
So it looks like my house.
Yeah.
a bunch of
four doors.
Yeah, weird.
Like,
yeah.
But then there's like two door Chevelle convertibles, like super rare.
Oh, so cars. Some gems in there.
Yeah. And there's just this couple of guys out there just cutting quarter panels off. If you go online and tell them what you need, and they go out in the yard.
And these are all connected.
Yeah. They're all owned by the same people.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I'm sure someone had saw the TV show back in the day because it was pretty popular.
Mm-hmm.
Desert. Something Valley or something. Anyways, yeah. Welcome to the episode.
Welcome to the episode. We're sitting here in my office. This is an in-person episode. You're out here. We're heading to a show tomorrow. It's the Dia de los Muertos celebration in Riverside.
Mm-hmm.
It's something completely opposite of what we do. I mean, there is a car show. There is definitely a car show.
Definitely a car show, but I'm more interested in the actual festival.
Right. Because our friend Chuko helps out putting on the car show specifically. And he invited us to come check it out. And that's what we're going to do. It's huge. Like, I saw the Instagram reels and stuff, and it's a big event. It's
they said huge. 80 to 90,000 people were there at the last, Jeez. Were there last year.
Yeah, that's good.
So in my brain, this is how my brain works. I hear 80 to 90,000 people. I think, okay, well, what do I bring?
Mm-hmm.
I have each tote. I have 5 smalls, 5 mediums, 10 larges, 10 XLs, 6 XXs. 3 3Xs and 2 4Xs.
Yes, man.
That's in each mm-hmm. of my totes, right? But then I'm like, okay, well, what? How much extra do I bring? Because what I don't want to happen is I get halfway through Saturday and I need to refill totes.
Right.
So, I'm like, so sometimes at the bigger shows, I'll bring extra stock, but it's mm-hmm. not much.
Yeah, yeah. It's like another 5 or 6.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah. So like, but now I'm thinking, okay, well, how much do I bring?
Yeah.
So I'm at the house. Loading the trailer up, and I just started I just grabbed everything. Boxes, and then I made extras. Like, so I have no idea how this is going to play out. We could sell a bunch. We could sell not a bunch.
Yeah.
Because most of the shows that we know what to bring to Mininets.
Mm-hmm.
We know the turnout for Forbidden. We know most everything, but this one we have no idea.
It's a lot of unknown, and I feel like So, like, I think a lot of people come to, like, truck shows that we go to. They come to these shows with either the idea in their mind or subconsciously, like, I'm going to spend money. I'm going to buy some shirts. That's, like, where, you know, most of the guys buy their shirts that they wear. So, they know when they go to these shows, they're going to peel off some money for some t-shirts. I don't know if the people who attend this event are going to be like that. You know, they're already paying for food. I don't know how the parking situation is. But you got to think of, like, the average family. They go to this thing, they're already buying food, they're already buying drinks, they're already doing stuff. So it's like, are they going to peel off another, you know, 25, 50 bucks on shirts? Because like people rock up to our booth and they're like, yeah, give me this one, this one, this one. All right, like 75 bucks. We're like, yeah. Cool. You know, but so I don't know. But the way I look at it is, and the kind of same way you look at it is, it's close-ish, like closer for me.
Yeah.
But close-ish for you.
Yeah.
You had to come out here anyway and get all your stuff for other shows. Kind of just like see what happens.
I didn't. You could have brought it up to Vegas for me next weekend.
I could. Yeah, I guess I could have. Yeah, that's right.
In fact, I still need you to go grab a couple of things if you go down the hill next week.
Yeah, I will.
Okay. Yeah. So like, it's one of those things where I want to get into more of these types of events,
mm-hmm.
like art festivals or just city festivals
mm-hmm.
where there's a ton of walking traffic. And that's kind of like, I have a note here
mm-hmm.
for, where's my pod notes? So like, yeah. So this event, in order for this event to be successful for the guy that puts it on, he doesn't charge. It's a free event. So he charges.
Oh, okay. So that kind of takes one of my things out of this.
So
the situation.
You don't have to pay to get in.
Okay.
So the only way he makes money is by the vendors paying him.
Right.
So in order for the vendors to be happy and to pay the money to be there,
mm-hmm.
they need to have foot traffic.
Yeah. They need to sell.
They need to make money.
Mm-hmm.
So in order, and so I'm, it is important, like the importance of when you throw a car show to not only promote it within the truck or car community, but to promote it in the local surrounding community.
Right.
Cause there's been a few shows that I've gone to where they didn't do that. So the only people that are there are the owners of those trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, I don't know what the percentage is, but those people have already bought in some of those vendors' t-shirts, whether it mm-hmm. was at the show 2 weeks ago mm-hmm. or online. So when they go to the show, they don't necessarily need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you would go to the local businesses, auto parts stores, local cruise nights in the area, you know, months and months ahead of time, like for Forbidden, we used to call them flyer days
mm-hmm.
and we would just pile into a car and from LA to Orange County to Inland Empire, we would just go and drop stacks of flyers. At Tire Shop, America's Tire, whatever. Doesn't matter. We're just an auto parts store. We drop flyers
mm-hmm.
just to get the word spread out. And then also do radio commercials back. But that was
a different time. This.
But
yeah,
like it's super important for the vendors to have the walk, the foot mm-hmm. traffic there.
Mininets is excellent at that.
Well, I think Mininets is, that's like a staple in the community. Right. So the entire community is looking forward to it in every surrounding city. And forbidden our show, we're fortunate that we don't have to do that because the Avi does that.
Right.
Because the Avi wants the more people that are there.
They're trying to get people in the casino.
So and, we don't have to do anything in the Laughlin Bullhead Havasu community. Avi does it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you're throwing a show and you want your vendors to be happy and you want money from your vendors or whatever you want, you need to get out in the local area.
You know what? And that's actually really changing my perspective on things. Cause like how there've been countless times in at the Avi or at Mindy Nats when the locals come up, they're not drug people. Mm-hmm. There's normal folks coming in, mm-hmm. checking out this cool car show. Yep. And yeah, so that, yeah, that's true.
They're just as important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to Day to Remember in Vegas next weekend.
This weekend. Yeah, this week.
Cause it's Monday.
So come to the show. If you're not planning on going, yeah. Go to the show.
You know, but did the Strat promote, is the Freaks of Nature promoting to the local community in mm-hmm. Vegas? I mean, I'm sure they are. They all live up there, so mm-hmm. they are. But like, if you're out there, if you're thinking about throwing a show, remember that portion of it. And that's where like paper flyers are still important for that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
which we kind of like changed our perspective on that over the years, but it is still important in some capacity.
Yeah.
Because it used to be like you were saying, the flyer days with the club. Like, that's how you would just get people to come. Like, even people to come to the show because, like, there was no internet or anything. And yeah. if they weren't in the council, they didn't know about it. So you had to get the dude who just, like, you know, wasn't in a club or anything. Mm-hmm. You got to get him to the show.
Yep.
Yeah, those are really important.
Yeah, so that's my exchange. Public service announcement for people that want to throw a show.
Yeah.
And those. Want vendors to come back because there was a show last weekend we went to. Me and Lindsay.
Oh, yeah.
And it's called Truckin' 48, and it's where Severed and Southwest used to be. There was no foot traffic. The people that showed up to that show, it was like, it wasn't hot out, but there was no clouds and the sun was just like mm-hmm. baking everybody. So no one was walking around. So the foot traffic was light. I don't know if that guy went around and promoted his show mm-hmm. to different areas to get like spectator traffic there.
Because mm-hmm. you were saying that was, and I keep forgetting this, but that was not a mini truck show. No. You said there's a lot of mini truckers there, but essentially it was like a performance truck show.
Yeah.
Yeah. That yeah. kind of thing. Did they have like a burnout contest and stuff?
Not officially.
Oh, really?
No, there was like two guys at the very rowdy. End got a little rowdy, but uh-huh. no, it wasn't bad. Yeah. I don't know what to call those trucks.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sport trucks, street trucks, Mexican guy trucks.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know how to pronounce it, but a lot of people call them taquicho. Like, I don't know how to pronounce that word.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, but they're those type of trucks where they're low. They're not necessarily bagged. They're low, yeah. big wheels.
Loud stereo.
Loud stereos, loud exhaust. Not necessarily big motor sometimes, just kind of like they sound.
Some of them are pretty rowdy,
yeah.
but not really. And then the stereos. And a lot of them just don't care about the quality. They just go for it. It has to be loud. So I mentally prepared myself for that show. Like usually I get really not upset, but it just annoyed when someone's parked by the booth and they're just blaring yeah. their thing. Like they're partying. I'm not there to party. I'm there to like conduct mm-hmm. business type thing. But I was like, this is how it's going to be. There's yeah. going to be someone parked directly in front of you, blaring their stereo. Yeah. And this is.
Well, it's a different scene. Like, that's their scene.
Yeah.
Like, our
scene. But, I mean, it used to happen in our scene, too, a little
yeah.
bit.
Oh, for sure. Oh, no, for yeah. sure. Yeah, for sure. But it's changed a lot over the years.
Everyone's gotten older.
Everybody's gotten older. We got some questions we're going to get into later, and that's a good question that someone asked. I realize now, can I get out of this app and then go to the other stuff?
Are they odds it on the...
They're on my phone.
Yeah, you could just,
oh, okay.
just swipe up.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get to that in a minute. But yeah, so it's definitely a different scene, different vibe. And then, so from there, you went to a concert last weekend, but wasn't Lindsay going to like a trunk or treat or something? I remember she was saying there was some cruise
next. Oh, there was that's called Last Saturdays.
Did they end up going to that?
I don't think so.
Oh.
No, me and Steiner went to see the Viagra Boys.
Yeah.
So I went down from my house to Castles and Coasters is 45 minutes.
Did you take your truck?
The Tacoma.
You took the Tacoma to yeah. the State 48. The
Truckin' 48. My cuss from Perfect Poise took my Maverick with the trailer oh, okay. and my booth and Rucker's booth, Killer Wax. He took mm-hmm. that down. And then I drove the Tacoma. And then I turned around and drove the Tacoma home. And then Mike brought the Maverick. I unloaded the trailer, got in the Maverick, drove all the way down to downtown Phoenix.
That's kind of
Phoenix.
A mission, dude.
This was whole week. Drove to downtown Phoenix, went to Viagra Boys, which was... freaking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then drove home and then hooked the trailer back up when I got home, pulled it out of the driveway, put it in the street. Then I aligned the Tacoma that night too, because the Tacoma alignment was kind of wonky. So I was like, got under there, messed with that. Got in the Tacoma at 6:45 in the morning, drove back to downtown, went to the Cayuga. It's called the Cayuga Club.
Why do they call it the Cayuga Club?
I don't know what it is. It's like a social club.
I know, but what does Cayuga mean? Is that like a Japanese word?
No, I should probably find out.
Yeah. I was curious about that because I didn't know. Yeah. It sounds very, very nice.
It's really cool. Cayuga, so what it is, Club. This is the third location I've been to. They usually...
Oh, they rotate locations?
Yeah. And it's always like in downtown Phoenix somewhere. Mm-hmm. So that it's a pre-2005 Japanese and European cars, trucks, and bikes. And they usually have a section for that. They handpick the vehicles to come in there.
Oh, that's
but
cool.
But then everyone surrounds the areas, all the streets, all the alleys. Like we parked up on like just up on the curb against this building right next door. Mm-hmm. But then there was like another, they just, everyone just kind of like
converges. And it looks cool because like downtown is all old all buildings.
Graffiti,
and stuff.
All, that's cool. Yeah. This location was rad. Yeah. And everyone just walks around, walks up and down the streets and cruises. And
that's a very much like the mini truck showcase, but then that guy who runs the vintage Japanese motor union, he does a lot of things similar to that.
Same thing, yeah,
but the same vibe downtown. Yep. Old buildings, like, yep. That's super cool.
Yeah,
I'd really like to make it out to one of those. Well, we were talking about that, just talking about that, get out there with all the trucks, because it was you, Will Freeman,
Steiner
brought his Frontier,
one of the guys from Art of Noise was there with his Tacoma.
Oh, cool.
And then
were people into him?
Yeah. Yeah. There was a lot of people just like walk up and checked them out. We had the hoods popped on them, and like Steiner's has got the LS.
So yeah.
Like, whoa.
Yeah.
And yeah, people are into them.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's super cool. Yeah. It looks like a lot of fun. I want to do that when my Tacoma gets finished.
It was a very fulfilling last 2 weekends of shows.
You've been doing like a lot of stuff.
I know. People are like, yo, what? And yeah, I'm just I don't know, man.
Like, you're like going to shows. You're like going to concerts and just cruise nights. And it's super cool, man.
I've been having a blast just driving the Tacoma.
Dude. I know that. Cause like I've been having a blast driving my truck and it's not bagged or anything like that, but I can't wait. I cannot wait. We said it last week. I was like, I'm getting jealous of you guys.
Yeah.
You guys are doing all this cool stuff.
Yeah.
And now Eric's truck is going to be pretty close.
Eric's truck's getting close.
And he's itching to go do stuff.
Oh, I dropped a video on that. I talked about it last time about the video.
Yeah, because you had dropped it that last Monday, right?
Yeah, after, but you hadn't seen it yet.
No. Yeah. So yeah, I watched it.
You saw the 7-Eleven meet that we went to.
Yeah, that was really cool. Yeah. We talked about that last week. But the truck, Eric's truck. Yeah, that video was really cool. The battery box situation was hilarious.
It's fun to try to make these videos at length, you know, because like my goal is 20 minutes. Like if I could do this to 20 minutes each video, one every 2 weeks would be great. I don't know if I'm going to be able to, because sometimes just stretching them out a little bit. That's why like I tossed my power steering thing in there. Mm-hmm.
But it was all good because it all made sense. Like it all flowed. It made sense. It was interesting. Even the power steering thing was super interesting. Yeah. You know, I thought it was great. I thought it all flowed really well. And then just like the clips of you and Will cruising, it was really cool.
Which was so funny because that was so unplanned. Mm-hmm. And I wish I would have brought the pocket.
The pocket would have been way nicer.
Oh, it would have been so nice. But I didn't bring it. That was literally, I just was like, oh, we're driving down Bell. And I got my phone out just in time to get like those cool lit up trees and the dealerships and stuff. And I was like, I'm just going to put this in the video.
Yeah, no, it was cool. It was really, really good. But I'm excited for Eric to get his truck and because like it's almost going to be like the little California version of what you guys do, because it'll be me and Eric going all this stuff.
I hope so.
That's exactly what's going to happen when his truck is done and then my truck gets done. We're gonna be like, let's go. Yeah. Let's go do stuff.
These like import car meets and stuff with import trucks is a ton of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about the Long Beach one.
Mm-hmm. Larry Chin.
Yeah, Larry Chin. That one. And there's also the the big one. I've missed it every single year. Hyman, Georgia, go every year. What is it called?
Is that the one that just happened?
Yeah.
Japanese JT.
Something like that.
Ben went and he put a video out.
Yep. That same one. Want to hit that one up. It'd be really cool to like just kind of like hang out in that.
Those types of shows. I don't want to talk bad about the mini truck shows. I don't. But name me one Southern California mini truck show.
I know. That's the thing.
So... You know, that's it.
I know.
So even it's Arizona, it's like, okay, we have Severed's coming up. And then we have, what else is out there?
And there's Perfect Poise.
Oh, yeah. So Cruise to the Pines, mm-hmm. Severed in the Southwest. Mm-hmm. The Wicked Guys throw one, like a toy drive, the first weekend of December. Sunset's planning a show out there for their first time. Mm-hmm. Art of Noise did, but now they're not doing it. So, like, let's say there's five. Mm-hmm. In this is the fifth largest city in the United States, sixth largest city in the United States. There's five mini truck shows.
Yeah.
In Southern California, the largest area
there's none.
In the United States, there's no mini. There's Unfinished Business. That's
yeah.
one.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. That's
right.
True.
But like, there's cruise nights. Mm-hmm. But like, there's. So you have to get out there and do these things. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to wait around for a mini truck show.
Yeah.
I don't care. I just want to go to whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that your leg?
That is.
I'm playing knees with you.
It's okay. It's a little tight. Right. A little cozy in here. Yeah. It's fine. A little cozy.
But yeah, so just going to those types of events, and I'm really, now I'm more excited for that because the vibe at those is very youthful. Mm-hmm. It's like the energy is totally different. It's just this buzz. There's a buzz to it and it gets you excited. Mm-hmm. And sometimes going to, and like again, I don't want to talk bad about, cause that buzz is there for Forbidden. That buzz is there mm-hmm. for Mini Nats and all that stuff. Like I get excited, but if I'm just going to a cruise night, it's just seeing the same thing over and over and over yeah. and over again. Like it's just kind of, oh, it's cool. But like going to that Kyusha meet and like getting excited for it. I want to go to the Larry Chen thing. It's just like that buzz of, mm-hmm. of excitement. Mm-hmm. It's yeah. a different energy. Even Morgan, like Joe and Morgan went to the 7-Eleven meet. And
oh, they
like,
did? I didn't yeah, know that. Oh, yeah. That's cool.
There's like if you watch the video, there's a clip of them in the 7-Eleven meet. That's a real quick
I didn't
one.
Notice.
But yeah, they were just like, yeah, this is just a different type of energy.
Yeah. And it's different from the, yeah, but it's cool. It's cool to explore all these things because we kind of like hang out in the C10 world a little bit, you know, and do that. And obviously in the mini truck world, kind of doing this stuff. It's exciting. I think it's really cool because it kind of like, it inspires you to do different things.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because the color, these, they're different, you know, it's just, it's just different. Different wheels. You're not these big billet wheels. They're just mm-hmm. these like period era correct wheels and small wheels and small cars and just different. Yeah. Different
did you stuff. See that picture that Steiner snapped? It was like through a fence. And when I first saw it, because he posted a bunch of pictures on his story. So I was like going through them. And when I first saw him, like, why did he take a picture of a steely stock wheel? And I went back and it was like a rotiform wheel. And I'm like, and I even messaged him like, I thought this was a stock wheel. I was like, yeah, so did I. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's cool.
Cool. Yeah. That's really cool. How about the baseball game today?
I know. I didn't know how this podcast was going to go.
Yeah, I know.
So it's Friday night. Game. So the Dodgers were down 3-2. Mm-hmm. After everyone kind of was like, yeah, the Dodgers, they're the best team. They're going to sweep. They're going to mm-hmm. sweep. And I always tell people, they can't be like, it doesn't matter how good the team is.
Angie brought up a good point. She's like, we swept the Brewers and we're having such a hard time beating the Blue Jays. Is it the Blue Jays are that much better, or was it the Brewers actually just kind of sucked?
Because I don't think the Brewers sucked.
Well, because they took out the Brewers took out the Cubs
barely.
Yeah,
barely.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
and the Cubs, I don't think were. I think the Cubs were the best baseball team in the first part of the year, mm-hmm. the most exciting to watch. And I try to I try not to have my opinions because they're my favorite baseball team. Mm-hmm. So what I do is I'll go on Reddit. And I read, you know, on Reddit, you have the flares. So if you're an Orioles fan, you have an Orioles mm-hmm. flare. And I try to gauge what other team fans are saying.
Oh, okay.
So, like, they'll say, someone was like, who's the best team in baseball right now? And a ton of people were like, the most exciting team to watch has been the Cubs. But then the All-Star break happened, and the Cubs went on this huge losing streak, and the Brewers went on a winning streak. Mm. And the Cubs just became not good. Mm-hmm. They lost their entire thing.
Yeah. And that's why they say it's 162 games. Mm-hmm. Basketball is 80 games. Football is 18 games. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like it's like, it's such a long season and so many things change.
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible. And that's what makes it fun. But here we are at the other end. And yeah, it has been a heck of a series. And, It was your first experience of coming over here watching me.
Well, in a world with the World Series.
With a World Series game. Yeah. It was a little dicey there for me. Yeah.
Frank is a different type of baseball fan than I am.
Yes. I get a little too invested, maybe. Yeah,
but it's pretty cool.
No,
it's fun. It's fun to watch.
And Angie, too. Don't act like Angie doesn't do her thing, too.
Oh, no, of course. Yeah. And I was like, don't hold back because I'm here. Like, I want to see the whole
thing.
She
didn't.
No. But it was funny because when you were pacing back and forth and you were, like, rubbing your little stress ball animal thing and you're just like, come on, man. And I was looking back. I was like,
what's wrong with this guy?
I was like, who are you talking to? But no, it was interesting.
I knew I thought it was going to be interesting for you to experience that because, like, I don't really put that much out there. I haven't much, actually, if everybody's noticed, I haven't. And by the time this episode comes out, we'll know who won. So
yeah. Yeah, game seven game we're going to be tomorrow. Listening to.
Yeah, we're going to be at the show tomorrow in the booth listening to it.
Which sucks because I know if the Cubs were in the World Series, I mean, I still would go to the show. The show supersedes the baseball game. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I would watch the baseball. I would want to watch the baseball game over 90% of anything.
It's going to be interesting. It's game seven, dude.
I know. Game so if this seven. Show tomorrow, if we don't sell anything, if we're just, I'm going to be mad.
Yeah,
I would rather watch the baseball.
No, we're just gonna. Well,
it's not. I don't care because there's none of my teams in there. But like, if my team was in there,
yeah.
I'd be like, game seven. I'm missing game seven of the world. Like, if I was you, I might just leave.
I don't know. We'll see.
Like, if it's slow during the day, you could just be like, "Hey, man."
Angie's got a quinceañera that she's going to tomorrow. But they're gonna definitely be watching it there, so it'll be on a TV. Somewhere.
It'll be on one of our phones too.
Yeah, so. Yeah. It's gonna be interesting. But yeah, by the time this episode comes out, we'll see how the dust settles. But what I was gonna say is like, I don't know if. I don't really, like, I get very invested in the games, but I don't talk about it much on the internet. Like, I know.
Until it's over.
Until it's over. Like, then I start, like, saying things. I actively try not to either post stuff like, yeah, we won, you know, we won, or anything like that. Or even, like, people who like the other team.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to some people out there. But I don't message people and say, like, hey, what about that? I'm like, we'll see what happens when it's all over.
yeah and that's the thing too, because like any one of those teams that made the playoffs could have went all the way.
I mean, to be completely honest with you, we had, if you, and this is some deep talk, but had that error not happened in that Phillies game and we won that way, we probably wouldn't have been here. Mm-hmm. It probably would have not worked out. You know, the Phillies are,
well, tonight, really, if that ball team didn't get stuck under the thing,
yeah, then that happened
when that game would have been tied.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then look what happened in the ninth.
Like, yeah.
Momentum shifts.
It's like,
and then the energy so in the clubhouse, mm-hmm. You could see it when it's going good, the team is all together and they're rooting each other on. Like, all that stuff is super.
It's just amazing how quickly, I mean, they always say that baseball is a game of inches, you know, and that's literally what it is.
That's why I never am just like, your team sucks.
Yeah. I'm not,
da, 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 because even rivalries, I'm just like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It does. And we've talked about this a million times. Players could be, they could switch teams next year.
And that's the thing.
So you could be hate this guy. Yeah. And then all of a sudden he's on your team and you're like, now I have to root for this
guy. Exactly. That's why I'm very careful about that kind of stuff. And that's what you kind of like learn about the, like, obviously we don't know these people or anything, but you see it through like interviews or like how they interact on the field when they're not playing. They're all friends. Like, everybody on every team are friends because they know too at some point, hey, you might be my teammate. I don't want to have beef with this dude or cause something that may cause a problem later on, because that's their job. You know, they have to do their job and they're not going to muck it up, you know?
Yeah.
So, but it was interesting. It's fun. I'm excited. We'll see what happens tomorrow. But like I said, when this episode comes out, everybody can talk in the comments. All the Canadians can leave their comments.
Yeah.
But I get, you know, another thing that I get, and this is what I've also realized, is like when people message me, it's like I got a lot of people messaging me, Canadians and stuff. Like, they're not baseball watchers, you know, but they know, like, oh, Frank likes the Dodgers. My country's team is in it. So, like, this gives us something to identify with, you know? So, like, that, I understand that, like, some of the messages that I get are just like, hey, this is just, you know, so just trying to identify with each other on some sort of level.
That's what that's all your sports team is it's your. You're identifying with the city that you either live in or the state you're from or whatever. Mm-hmm. And me, it's different because, like I said, I've only been to Chicago one time, never been to Wrigley Field.
Wait, people end up, like, I have friends here in the desert who grew up and they're Braves fans only because on Channel 9, or not Channel
TBS.
9, TBS.
Yep.
Because Turner owned it and he owned the team. So they're just going to play Braves games. Yep. And some people end up like that, you know? I grew up, you know, I didn't watch too much Dodgers when I was younger, but watched a lot of Lakers, like on Channel 9, like KCAL 9 always had the Lakers games on. So,
well, we do yawn, but it's late.
No, it is a bit. What time is it? It's 10. Oh, dang, it's 11.
Yeah. But yeah, even like that's why I watch. That's why I'm a Cubs fan, because WGN came on. I needed to watch something.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have Facebook back in the day or Instagram to scroll, so I had to just like whatever was on TV.
Yeah.
And Harry Carey. I was like, who's this crazy man? And that was it.
And what's funny, my Harry Carey thing is like, I didn't even know who that was. All I knew that was Will Ferrell did an impression of him. This guy's insane.
Yeah, he was insane. He was the best.
Yeah, that's really cool.
They don't make announcers like that anymore.
No. Hey, man. I mean, even here, like Chick Hearn with the Lakers and Vin Scully with the Dodgers. Like, they make up the part of the lore, too.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. But I'm excited. And me and Angie were excited. I like my little stress ball thing that you were talking about. When that double play happened at the end, I don't know. Did you see me chuck it at Angie?
No.
So, like, Angie was standing in front of me watching the TV. I was behind her. We're watching it go down. This double play happens, and I take it. I threw it at Angie and hit her in the back. It was funny. Yeah, it was exciting. It was funny.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm yawning. That's not very professional of me.
Hey, no, it's okay. Well, the today I asked some questions.
Yeah, because we were trying to get... That's last episode was our first one under an hour.
Yeah, it was.
This one, I was halfway thinking. I was like, we could just put it out Tuesday. Like, we'll record it Monday. But then I started thinking, I was like, I got stuff to do Monday.
Yeah.
I got my whole week is going to be... I got to go look at a car with my mom on Monday. And then pandas, and then Vegas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
And then the next week is even shorter. Because it's going to be coming.
Dino's.
Because like the week after that is like, because I'm printing stuff next week. And then in some part of my brain, I was like, oh, yeah. Okay, we'll see what happens at A Day to Remember. And then whatever I need. I basically come back and it's Monday, Tuesday. And then Wednesday, I'm coming out to you.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I don't have any. So that is, we're going to have to figure out how to stick one in there too.
I have a new shirt.
Yeah.
You've seen it.
I love it.
I have not shown anyone. I'm doing a little bit of a different thing.
So this is Monday. So you still won't show
it
on Monday.
No. I think what I'm going to do is, so I'm going to sell it this weekend.
Oh, you are? Okay. Well, I mean, might as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I have it.
Yeah.
I have a lot of them. And then I'm going to sell it at Day to Remember.
Oh, it will. So you will. Oh,
so
wait.
I think next week, should I just say it now? Should I just
post it now? Yeah, because it's Monday and at Day to Remember is this weekend.
Okay.
Okay.
So here it is.
Here it is.
Right here.
Mm-hmm.
It is a Chevy OBS because I'm building an OBS very soon. And these types of shirts, so like my Tacoma, I didn't make a Tacoma shirt to build when I build the Tacoma.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing Tacoma shirts after the Tacoma build. So I've like dropped small hints of it. And then when it's done, I'll do the full one.
Mm-hmm.
But these shirts, like the red truck, I did the red truck before the red, because these shirts help fund
the build.
The builds.
Mm-hmm.
So this OBS shirt is to help fund the OBS build.
Mm-hmm.
And this is it.
Yeah, I love it.
So
I think it's
another
so
Arizona-based
cool.
shirt. And it's not going to be on the website yet. I should put it on the website.
Get all these decisions to make.
I know. It might be on the website. Just look at the Instagram.
Yeah, it might be there. It might not be there. Yeah.
We'll
but
see.
I super love it because remember about, I think it was about this time last year. When we were talking about like, okay, you've done the skeleton thing. What's the next thing? So these two characters in this truck aren't skeletons.
No.
There's they're not. You showed me one version. They're different now. So they're two banditos driving this cool truck through the desert. I think it's so cool.
Yeah. They're like zombie bandito kind of.
Yeah. Hey, maybe that's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was talking about doing animals and I just haven't done them yet. I did the panda, right?
Yeah, that made a lot of sense.
But I haven't like done an animal version of like anybody yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see where it goes. But cool. I think this is really cool. I just love the hat, the bandanas. It's very like
The mountain in the back is Superstition Mountain, here from Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
The sign, one of the signs says Phoenix, pointing this way because we're driving two Dinos.
Mm-hmm.
And the one says Good Life. That's where I put the logo.
Which is kind of interesting if you think about it, because Phoenix is this way, Good Life, and you're from California. That's pointing, and you live. It's basically telling where your house is and then where the show is.
And then the front of the shirt is that sign.
Oh, okay. With
the cow head on it.
Oh, cool.
And then OBS, Chupas is the passenger,
mm-hmm.
and then the driver is just kind of me, I guess, but it doesn't really represent me or Chupas, but I wanted to put Chupas in there.
Yeah.
And then what else? Oh, Cactus. There's a bobcat in there.
Yeah, it's really cool. And I love, because the first one that gives the first iteration, like whatever, the first thing you showed me, it was cool. It was very realistic looking, you mm-hmm. know, but then there was something about it. I don't know how to describe this, the new design, but it's not monochrome, but it's like, how would you describe it?
It's just lines. It's just a bunch of lines.
It's like lines, but, and it's not a lot of colors. It's only like two or three colors. Well, there's more colors than that, but it looks like it's like two or three colors, which I like way better. Like the first one you showed me was cool and I liked it, but there's something that's more artistic about the second one.
Yeah.
It's more of a piece of art.
Yeah.
You know, than just, I know there are some companies out there like this, but it's not just a truck on a shirt.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know. It's cool.
I like it. I really, really like it.
So if it's on the website, I'll let you guys know on the Instagram. It'll probably be on there. I should put it on there. I have enough of them. And it'll be at Data Remember, and it will be at Dino's.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you. Yeah, I'm stoked about that. Like I said, I asked questions this morning because I knew that we might need a little help here.
A little pick me up.
A little help.
We need to get some guest episodes going.
Yeah, we do need to get some guests. Well, hopefully, if it works out, November's going to be busy. So
my house is going to be busy.
Yeah, you got a lot of people rolling through.
Yeah.
I'm excited for Dino's and Brent coming out. That's always so much fun.
You know who's going to be at the house?
Who?
You.
Yeah.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
Brent.
Mm-hmm.
Danny. Danny's friend.
Oh, Danny's
Chupas. And this guy, my buddy Tristan from Renderings by Tristan.
Oh, wow.
So people will be.
Oh, we talked about this a little bit last week. Yeah.
Yeah. So you'll get the bedroom because you're there first.
That's
so
me.
That's whoever bedroom. Gets there first gets dibs on the bedroom.
Yeah. I'm coming in early to get that.
Danny, I said, you could bunk up in the office, you and your buddy, and then I can throw Chupas in my closet.
What's Danny bringing out? His standard cabinet?
I think he's just coming out. Oh. I think he's just driving out.
Like, no, you might be surprised. I think his. I don't know.
Huh? I know Ed's bringing his truck out.
Oh, he is?
The Dually. Cool. Not the brown Dually. He's bringing out the K5 Dually.
Oh, nice. Yeah. He's never brought that to Dino's, huh?
And we're hoping to put it next to the booth. I think there's going to be enough room in the booth.
Hell yeah. I haven't seen that thing in a long time.
It was at Last Resort. He took it to Last Resort.
This past weekend or a couple weekends ago mm-hmm. or whenever it was? Heck yeah. That's super cool. Yeah, I don't know. You might be surprised with Danny because the last time he showed me a standard cab, it was pretty close.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he hasn't shown me anything, so maybe.
I don't know. We'll see. He just shows up. He's probably like, what are you guys talking about? No, nothing's ready. Okay, so we got some of these questions. This time I'm going to start at the bottom and work my way up because usually I start at the newest question.
Okay.
And then we have some that came through the messages, too.
Okay.
I don't know. Bear with me. I kind of don't know what I'm saying. Anyway, the first one is AZ Elbardo 2.0 Lane Frame Podcast.
Okay.
Yeah. He says, what are some of your guys' favorite shirts you've come up with?
Let's just name one. So you name your favorite one.
My favorite one is one that I have to remake at some point because it was a BST shirt. And you still have it. It's the one that's it looks like mm-hmm. a Santa Cruz shirt. And it's got bags and it's got like a drippy kind of like font to it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's mine.
Yeah. Do you know like a screen printer that could do that for you?
I might know one.
That could just like whip a couple up real quick.
Yeah, just make it.
Yeah. You don't have to order boxes of them like I do.
That's true. Yeah, that one's my favorite.
Yeah. I'm going to say my favorite so far is my Texas Road Trip one.
Hmm. I would have figured that the first Dino's one would have been your favorite.
Also my favorite.
Yeah.
And the Mini Nats one.
What's your least favorite shirt you ever made? Oh, man.
That's a better question. Mm.
I have a few. Like,
I don't know if I have a least favorite one because I'd have to look through them mm-hmm. and see.
I have a couple that like, aren't necessarily my least favorite, but we've talked about this.
Well, see, here's the thing. You designed a lot of your shirts, so uh-huh. you're the one that designed it. So I have paid people or my friends have designed them. So if I say, oh, I don't like this one, then it would be like, yeah.
Oh, that's good point. That's a good point. But I can put myself on blast. But I've made, and we've said this a lot of times before, I've made shirts that I think are too clever.
Mm.
And one that always sticks on my mind is, and I'll describe it again. It was an S10 that was dragging and it had a brick wall behind it. And it said Drag City Rockers. And because there's a Clash song called Clash City Rockers. And I thought it was so clever. Like, oh, here's this truck dragging Drag City Rockers. I'm all, first of all, people know who the Clash is. But then you have to know like their entire, like it's not a very popular song. It's not like London Calling, you know. It's this off song, Drag City or Clash City Rockers. So that was probably the one that I made. Like
when it comes to music and you were going to make a truck shirt based on a song, it has to be like Metallica or.
I've tried that. I came out with a Metallica shirt.
Yeah, I know.
And it didn't do very well.
Maybe the.
Oh, I have another favorite one. And probably like maybe I'll shoot you over some photos of these things. So there's some reference.
When do you think I'm editing this?
I know. So maybe not. But I had did this other one and it was another. This one actually was successful because everybody knows this, but it was the Ramones logo. I should remake this one too. I'll probably remake this one before I remake the other one because this one's a really good one. It was the Ramones
logo. Make sure you talk to your printer so he's not too busy.
I know. Like, make sure he's got nothing going on.
Yeah.
So it was the Ramones logo and it said, instead of saying, I forget what it said the Ramones, but anyway, it said BST clothing, chop and drop. And then it was the Ramones logo, which is which I keep saying that, but I'm not describing it. It's an eagle.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Ramones logo, he's holding a bat and he's holding something else. But this one, we made him hold a torch and something else. And that one I really loved. And people got that one because, I mean, the Ramones logo is pretty iconic.
Well, even if like they don't, like there's so much cool music artwork out there. And even if they don't understand the reference, as long as the artwork is cool.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, So Drag City Rockers, is that what it said?
Yeah. The art, well, yeah. But, yeah,
like the Drag City, what does that mean?
Yeah.
You know, like Drag Rockers or Drag?
But see, that's what was my thinking. Like Drag City Rockers, it's the truck's dragging, drags yeah. Rockers. Like it seemed like, but I think it was just kind of.
Well, we talked about this with your, what shirt were you doing? The Billet Wheel. Or not Billet Wheel, the bank.
Oh, the bank, yeah, yeah.
When you're putting all this stuff, sometimes we're just like, it only just needs to say Custom Life.
Yeah.
It only needs to say Grinder TV. Like, it doesn't need to, like, be a, there doesn't need to really necessarily be a tagline.
Yeah. Well, but see, back then when we were BST Clothing, we almost had to do that because we were trying to be so obscure, like, it couldn't just say BST Clothing. Mm-hmm. Now with Custom Life, it's such a universal thing. Like now I'm more comfortable doing that.
Yeah.
But at the time, it's like we were BST Clothing, which one is an acronym, which you don't know what it means. It was Blood, Sweat, Tears, which is funny because there was already another bunch of Blood, Sweat, Tears clothing.
Which is also funny because it's a very common thing.
Yeah, I know.
You're trying to be obscure. You're like, we're punk rock of the truck scene apparel company. What should we say? Blood, Sweat, and Tears?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. So those were some of my favorites and some of my least favorites.
I can't
tell
the least. I don't know. I don't think I have a least favorite. I think every one of them was like, I could tell you which ones didn't sell good, but then like the Volkswagen Bug that Pinstripe, because Pinstripe Chris has done three or four shirts for me now.
Yeah.
And the Bug one, he just like called me one day. He's like, hey, this dude paid me to do this for him and he didn't pay me to do this. Do you want it? And I was like, yes.
Yeah. Yo,
yeah. So yeah. But I mean, like I think I could reprint that one now and it might do better because the brand has grown.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I look back at these older designs and I'm like, I'll just redo this one. Cause since I've have stopped selling that shirt to now, I've gained X amount of followers.
Right. And that's how I feel sometimes about shirts.
Yeah. And you have a ton of designs that you could just re-up and not even call them re-ups. They're just like, hey, we're just, this design is available now.
Mm-hmm.
Restocked.
Yeah.
You know, like that's, I pay attention to like some clothing brands and they're just like, they'll go to a show and they won't have all their shirts that they have on their website at the show.
Mm-hmm.
They keep some just for the website.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to take them all. And I think we get caught up in that.
Kind of like you are tomorrow.
Yeah.
That was a great question. Now moving on. Let's see. Sorry, got out of that. Oh, this is a good question from our buddy John, Hobby Shop Customs. Will there be a mini truck swap meet at FFF next year? Could that be the next trend it shows? Because remember we talked about that a little bit?
Yeah.
It's a cool idea.
I think eventually it could be a trend. I don't know if we're going to have the room for it right now, but I would like to set aside or try to plan something where there's maybe 10 or 20 10 by 10 easy ups with parts underneath them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would like to do it.
I just think it's a super cool idea.
Yeah.
Especially like a guy like Ben. What about Ben just brought like 20 sets of wheels, I know. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, when I'm out for Dino, I was probably going to have to pick those up from
him. Oh, yeah.
what number is he? Our 85th favorite Canadian?
Rich?
No, Tyler.
Oh, Tyler.
He actually asked me a couple questions, and we'll answer this one first, and then we'll go to a different one. He says, how stressed is Frank about the Dodgers? You saw that earlier.
Yeah.
Pretty freaking stressed.
Frank is not stressed about the Dodgers. Frank is just stressed about life, and the Dodgers are like part of that.
Yeah, they just make it worse.
It's just like an outlet of stress.
Yeah. It's all the stress that I keep pent up in my life that
the Dodgers represent this thing. We won't get into it, mm-hmm. but it is a thing.
Yeah, it is a thing. But it was very stressed earlier.
I think people do that with sports though.
In general,
like
imagine hardcore. If I was also a gambler.
Yeah.
That would be so bad.
Because then you'd stress on the gambling part.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think people get upset with their team when they don't win.
Mm-hmm.
And they get angry. And that anger, it's that they're not angry at the team. There's something else they're angry about. And the team is just this.
Yeah, the thing, catalyst.
The catalyst.
Yeah.
And that's what I witnessed tonight.
I think so.
Yeah.
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 This is a great question. I've been thinking about this one today. It's Rev Limit. Rev Limit Soldier. He always sends us some great questions and great messages. Thanks, man. He says, if both of you had to do a motor swap in your Tacomas, what would it be?
2JZ.
I've said the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking today because like I thought about it and I like looked at a couple videos. Just because, you know, actually one video I looked at, and this sounds maybe lame, maybe not lame. I didn't actually know the difference between a 1JZ and a 2JZ. There's really no difference. Mm-hmm. It's just like some internal, like this person that I watched a video on was saying like the bore and stroke is different. One's more of a low revving motor. One's more of a high end revving motor. So those two motors are pretty much similar. But then I thought like, of course that would be the first answer. But then the second answer would be like a Lexus V8.
Like the 4UZ or something.
Yeah, like it's like 4UZ or 3, I don't know what it is, but yeah. Yeah, no, I think you're right. 4UZ or 2UZ. I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But yeah, I think that'd be a funky motor, dude. But the funny part about it is it doesn't put out nearly as much horsepower as those 2JZs mm-hmm. do. It's like a bigger displacement. They're 5.0s, basically. But yeah, it doesn't even come close as
they're
far
four,
as...
I think they're 4.7s. I think they were the smaller Tundra motors back in the days.
I think... Oh, then that's you're right. Because actually the new ones are 5.0s. So like the new Lexus IS.
Oh, yeah.
Those are...
And these are the last renditions of the VHs too. Yeah, there's all kinds of weird motor swaps that I would do. But I would just do a 2JZ just because...
Yeah, it's reliable.
Reliable, fast, powerful. And mm-hmm. if I had the money to do it, you know, I would just make it fast because I want something fast. But yeah, I would love to do a rotary.
That's always cool. That'd be really cool in a Mazda.
Yeah.
I
would do rotary in a Mazda, 2JZ in a Toyota, mm-hmm. VK56 in a Nissan, or whatever the Sky. I don't know anything about Skylines. Mm-hmm. I know that they have really rad, fast, powerful motors, mm-hmm. but I don't know any of the things. Now, if I had unlimited funds, I would do a Ferrari engine in a Tacoma.
Oh, yeah. That'd be so like, cool. Do you remember, so this is off topic, sorry to take off, but do you remember that it was like a freaking, I don't know what it was, but it had a Ferrari motor at SEMA and nothing was hooked up on it?
Mm-mm.
It was like a couple of years ago. I don't know. I think it was like
RX-7.
It was like an RX-7.
Last year was a Lamborghini motor
that's,
in something.
That's what it was, yeah.
It was last
year. It was like nothing was hooked up on it. Yeah.
So a guy did a Ferrari engine in a Toyota 86, the new Toyota, like the BRZ Subaru or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
did one of those that was like 8 years ago. But I wanted to do one because you could get a Maserati, which a Maserati had the same motor as the 360 Modena.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're the same motor, but you could get a whole wrecked Maserati for $5,000.
Yeah, Maseratis are not that expensive.
No, and these ones were wrecked. Uh-huh. So you could go, it's like they're $3,000 to $5,000to get a whole thing. So you get the computer and everything, but the Maserati motors were in the front of the car and the Modena motors were in the back or the middle. And they had the flat plane cranks, but the Maseratis didn't have the flat plane cranks because they were more of a luxury car. So you've got, and it was more suitable to go under a hood where these ones had taller intakes. Everything was taller. So they were, cause they were, you can make them taller in the back. So if you get the wrecked Maserati, you get the computer, you got the motor, you got everything. And it still, you put exhaust on it, it would still sound sick.
That's awesome.
So like if I had the funds and the knowledge and time, and I still might one day, that would be fun to do. I was that Ferrari, with Ferrari red, Ferrari with tan interior, put a gated shifter in it.
Yeah.
It'd be sick.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That'd be sick. It'd be really cool. All right. Sorry. Moving on. So my voice is kind of falling apart too.
Well, it's late.
It's okay. Let's see. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Moving on. Relax, Tyler. another one. Will Frank still love us Canadians when the Dodgers lose this weekend?
So you can't talk like that.
See, now that's what I'm saying. Those are the messages that I don't send people.
Yeah.
I'm like, we don't know. We'll see. No. It was almost a wrap tonight. It was so close.
Yeah.
So close. So I don't know.
You relax, you can Tyler. Say those things after the fact.
Yeah. 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 So we'll see. Relax, Tyler. Oh, you know, sorry. I'm pop back over to the motorsports. Motor swap question. You know who's doing a cool swap? Is Brett from Perfect Poise.
K swap Isuzu. Yeah.
That's a super cool swap. Yeah. I really want to see that when it all comes together. Okay. OG Steve G. What got you into, I think we've answered this question a lot. We'll go over real quick. What got you guys into mini trucks? Why not imports, muscle cars, etc.? You were into imports.
Imports before. Got me into mini trucks.
Yeah. And old cars got me into mini trucks.
Yeah.
So we're kind of like, it's not like we just like specifically mini trucks and nothing else. We kind of like started in different places. Our buddy Matt Stone, what's the difference in a driver truck and a feature worthy truck? No, I mean, you deal with a lot of feature trucks. They're just super nice.
There's nothing, there's no difference. So you could feature a driver's truck, you know, even a cover could be a driver's truck. So I don't think I think to feature a truck, everything has to be clean. It doesn't necessarily need to be modified, but like if you pop the hood, you want it to be clean. You don't want wires. Like I'm not going to take a picture of your motor if I can see red wires sticking out of black loom.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So you don't have to like hide the wires or wire tuck your engine, but loom it up and run them straight. Don't run them over things.
Use proper fasteners, not zip ties.
Yeah, exactly. And if you do use zip ties, make sure you tuck the part that you clasp and cut it so you just see the strap. And that's the biggest thing. There'd be so many times where I've had to Photoshop wires out of out of engine bays.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, because like they'll put like a fancy valve covers and an air cleaner and whatever, but then the wires are, and there's oil and grease everywhere.
Oh no!
So like. Yeah. Just clean it up. Same with the interior. Same with the bed. Like if you have a bed, this is funny. And you put compressors in a tank bolted to the bed. Don't ever do that.
Don't ever do that. Or a battery.
Yeah, or a battery. But like same thing. Like if you cut your bed for your suspension to come through, just put some trim on the cuts. You know, like little things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Did Matt show you his new project?
No.
Oh. Well, I'm not going to put them on blast then.
All right. Send it to me, Matt.
Yeah. Frank at the beach. I'm sorry. Who built the most iconic mini truck and what was it? I think that's pretty easy. Last Look. Probably the most iconic one.
Yeah. Last Look or... I don't know. There's a lot of opinions about that.
Yeah, that's like that's totally opinion based. We talked about that before when someone asked us like our favorite mini trucks. There's just many of them. There's different ones. Whatever.
Yeah. That Last Look, Time Machine, The Stranger.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I would agree. Kenny or Kafering, that Kenny. Would you ship your trucks to Japan for truck masters for one show and ship it back? Hell yeah, dude. If I had the means to do that.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Basically, Wilkes was the first one to do that, wasn't he?
I think he's the only one to do that.
Oh, okay. Well, no, didn't Ernie send one over too? I don't know. I know Wilkes for sure. So. Maybe that was the same trip.
It was the same trip.
Okay.
Yeah. I would ship one there and leave it there for a year and do,
oh,
and then fly home and then fly there and then just find someone to either store it. And then I go and drive it from with a bunch of mini truckers from Japan. Like when I went to Japan, we drove with a bunch of relaxed guys and stuff. And we did a 3-hour trip.
That's cool.
From where they live to up to the show through tunnels, you know, through one guy got pulled over. Like it was,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool. That'd be a really cool day. I talked to, I don't know, you know, he's things changed and everything, but when Chad had his, the 4-door Tacoma.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Chad Loke. He was talking about doing that too for the West Coast. Like bring it out here, just leave it here. It's a really cool idea. Glenn from our club.
Yeah.
Roadster or sliding ragtop? Neither.
Glenn asked the weirdest question sometimes.
Yeah. Neither. I'm not a big fan of either one of those things. Roadsters are cool. And I know our friend Bill in the club who's building a dope roadster.
He's doing it. He's doing it correct.
Yeah, it's a sick ride. It's super cool.
Gonna be like what he did with the doors to match the tops of the bed, like in freaking insane.
Yeah,
that's really cool. So I will have to say, riding in a convertible mini truck, as much as I don't like convertible mini trucks, super fun. Me and Ernie drove his convertible Mitsu to the river, and it was one of the funnest times I've ever had. Me and Panda are gonna build a convertible.
Oh, really?
But it's not gonna be a nice convertible.
Uh-huh.
We're gonna build something that lays super low and that you could just step inside.
Oh, cool.
Like we were talking, there's a kid there that works there and he's got an 89 to 95 extra cab.
Uh-huh.
And I said, hey man, if that sits on the side of the shop any longer,
we're gonna cut the roof.
Panda are gonna we're gonna get done with the Toyota, done with the OBS, and then come to a point where we need something and we're gonna cut your roof off of your truck. And he's like, let's do it.
Oh,
and I was like, yeah, we could weld the door shut and then like take the front seats and move them all the way back into the back seats and like round them off like a boat.
That was almost exactly how that black truck was going to be, but then it got like so nice you couldn't really do that.
Which one?
Jenkins has it or had it for a while.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. So similar to
that, but I mean the paint is so nice you wouldn't want to like risk scratching. Like just something fun
that you could like get in and just drive across town and at night driving it in a convertible mini truck at night.
Yeah, I wish that's fun.
Oh, it'd be so fun.
Yeah. A fun truck like that was never made really much sense, but was always kind of neat. Jenkins, I think, owns this one too. Was that Tahiti truck or the tiki truck? Yeah, that Slappy had back in the day with the clear floors. Mm-hmm. That thing was wild. That was fun just to cruise around in.
Yeah,
that thing rolling around.
It would bend in the middle, like just bonk, 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 like an accordion. Yeah,
yeah, that was a lot of fun. So let's jump over to our messages real quick. There's only a couple more. We're about done here anyway.
Yeah.
This is James Budsky, built by Budsky. He also sends us a lot of great messages. Thanks, man. Now this one's for you. Episode question, mostly for Brian, but Frank is probably thinking on this. Do you storyboard your build series or just record and try to make an episode out of it?
I just throw stuff at I want to storyboard more, but what happens is things don't work out.
Mm-hmm.
So like, for example, the next episode of the red truck is trying to get it to Vegas on time. And then I wanted to be there when he did the front fenders. And then he just sent me a picture of the front fenders done.
Oh,
so I'm like, okay, well that can't go in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know if they've started on the bed. Sometimes he just starts on stuff, but yeah, I would love to storyboard them more and the red truck threw a wrench in everything. So once the red truck's done, I'm gonna storyboard more of this stuff
because
it won't be so in depth as far as things.
Mm-hmm.
So, but as of right now, like I'm just recording anything and everything, and like when I can make it down there, when he can work on the truck, and then I'm trying to throw random stuff in. Like the next one, it'll start with the Kyusha Club, and then it'll go into the red truck build, and then into Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, but yeah. Definitely want to storyboard more. And yeah, I think you're going to have to storyboard more.
I got to do a little more planning because it's going to be way more interesting because like it's going to be like a 5-hour drive for me, you know, so we got
to you're going to have to spend it in spurts. Mm-hmm. So you're going to go, okay, when can I come out? Mm-hmm. You're going to have to look at your schedule and go, okay, this date to this date works. Now, how much time can I spend out here? Is it 2 days, 3 days, done? 4 days, 5 days? And then you have to make sure that Panda has, hey man, this is the time slots I can be out. Yeah. can we work on my truck for 6 to 8 hours a day for 3 days in a row?
Mm-hmm.
And honestly,
then also, like what we were talking about is getting the right moments too, like the first taking off the bed, getting the initial cuts. Like, I don't want to spend 3 days out there doing wiring.
No,
you know, that's boring. Yeah.
So I think
I think
you're going to see how, honestly, I think your truck's going to get built really fast.
You think so?
I just sitting there with the red truck, and when mm-hmm. they were doing the fenders and we were mounting stuff, I was like, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, yeah, this was way easier than I thought. I'm like, yeah, because like there's pressure. Like, I'm there. Mm-hmm. I need to film stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's a 2 hour, drive yeah. for me sometimes.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So
that's the other thing for me too, because not only is the 5 hour drive, I still got to get from your house to Pandas. It's still a mission.
And you still have to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you get down there early in the morning, yeah, it's just a thing. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, I think when you do, if you plan it right, you could get out there. Your first trip, your chassis will be built.
Mm, okay.
I think you're going to have a 3/4 chassis welded in place all the way to the back with the axle mounted and the links welded on and a bridge on the first trip you're out.
Okay. That'd be cool. That'd be exciting. Panda's like,
he'll be like, yeah, okay. But then he just does it.
I know.
You know, and especially if you're just sitting there like,
what's going on?
I'm here. What are we doing? And then you just throw money at him.
Yeah.
Here, do this. And then you go, I don't have any more money. So you have to finish this or it's going to sit in your shop.
Yeah, I'm excited. I said earlier that our 87th favorite Canadian asked us another question through the message, and mm-hmm. this is what it is. He says, I don't know if this is a usable question, but maybe. And actually, this is a great question. Now that we're all older, do you guys find the stereo part of the build less of a concern in smaller speakers? Back in the day, it was all about as many subs as possible, and now I'm pretty content with just a decent 10. Also, what's the stereo plan, your guys' Tacomas? Also, go Blue Jays.
Yeah.
And that's a great question.
I've never been about as like big subs, mm-hmm. A lot of them, but I've always been about really loud music
mm-hmm.
and really good sounding music. So everything I own has subs and new speakers or whatever. But in the Tacoma, I'm limited.
Yeah, not that much space.
Yeah, I can't do anything. So I'm going to spend a lot of money on good amplifiers, good door speakers, and maybe try to get a sub behind the passenger seat, maybe. Mm-hmm. But I'm more concerned with literally just good sounding door speakers. Yeah. If I had an extra cab like yours, I would put a 12-inch sub, like one 12-inch sub behind one of the seats and really good door speakers.
Yeah, that's exactly my plan. Yeah. Maybe not even a 12, maybe like 110.
Yeah, whatever I could get back there if they're like, hey, the 12 and the 10, there's a $50 price difference and the space is the same. I would just be like, well, just give me the 12.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but like I would definitely save. Maybe before I would put two 12s and who cares about the back mm-hmm. seat. But now I'm like, well, I'm going to put my camera box
there. That's exactly where I'm at.
I'm going to put like this something. Because like me and you ride back there, or do you have a passenger? You can. I'm screwed for anything mm-hmm. on my truck. But like you were going to have your bed and a little safety area for your.
Yeah, that's why I always want an extra cab. Yeah. Which is funny because like I started off way into stereos. I don't think I've ever actually talked about this. But in high school. Cause like I couldn't afford bags or anything. So my friend Rob, who I know listens every week and he's going to get a kick out of the story. Like it was a Hyundai. It was a white hatchback Hyundai and he had two Jensen. You remember the brand mm-hmm, Jensen? Mm-hmm. He had two Jensen with a handprint on it with mm-hmm. subs in it. And that thing hit so hard. So we were right off the bat, we were way into stereos. And then this is like just my personality, but even way back then we tried to start like a stereo company. So we would drive down to downtown LA and this was junior year, more junior year than senior year. Cause senior year I met Angie and that's all I cared about was Angie, but it was mainly junior year. And, he's like, yeah, I have this catalog that sells like wholesale. It wasn't really wholesale. Remember that catalog back in the day was called like Power or something? Mm-mm. I don't know. It was like this catalog and you could buy stuff. But then there was like this other one that sold like cheap Chinese stuff. And it was like at wholesale prices. It was really cheap. So we'd go through this catalog and we'd buy it. And then we found out like, oh, you can go down to the warehouses in LA and you can buy them in person, not have to ship them or anything like that. So we did like a couple jobs where we like charge people to put in like decks and like speakers in their cars and stuff like that. And we called it Thump Stereo. You know, it's hilarious.
Like Thump Records.
Yeah, exactly. And we made business cards and everything. And we did a couple jobs. We did one job that, I was just screwing around at my parents' car lot. And we installed this head unit in our friends. It was like an Escort, like beat to crap Escort. And it was before we, this could sound so bad. It was before like we would run power wires and like proper like ignition wires. And we would just tap into a hot line to power it.
Yeah, yeah. People still do that.
So it's full. We get it all done and he goes to turn it on. He pulls his headlights on. The radio turns off. Or so I can't remember exactly. Maybe Rob remembers, but it was so funny. But yeah, so I was like we got way into stereos and we got better like. We got way better than that. And after high school when we joined, because me and him joined my old club together. And we were actually like going to stereo competitions and doing like DB drag races and stuff like that. So I was like way, way into stereos. And it just got to a point where I kind of got over it, you know. And then now it's funny because like back then I had an S10, 212, like all this stuff and had like a PlayStation in it and stuff. And then when I had the 4Runner, I just had the two 4-inch speakers in the thing. And that, and like, I'm actually kind of content with that. Even the Tacoma now with the stock stereo in it, just having music on, I'm like about, you know, so yeah. It's crazy how your perspectives on things change, you know?
I'm a little different with that. Cause I have to have nothing crazy, but it just has to be loud and it has to be full.
I know. Your Titan always sounded good.
Yeah, the Titan was...
It always sounded good.
That was all Hertz stuff and Alpine sub and then the Mavericks got stuff in it.
The Maverick sounds really good now, too. Yeah. Really good. I forgot that you upgraded all that stuff.
And then this new one... Oh, it's funny. You're saying like when you were younger. So when we were younger, we used to go to the stereo shop in Fontana off Sierra. Mm-hmm. And I would just stare at the amps. And just stare at stuff.
That was always the coolest. Yeah, it was always the coolest part.
Then we would go down the street to the indoor swap meet, and they would have four different stereo shops in the indoor swap meet.
Yeah,
so sick. And I had a stereo in my little old Tercel. I had a pull-out radio, but I didn't install it in the dash. I put it where the e-brake was on the side here. So it was just like a, it was like just a there, suitcase. Like a suitcase. Yeah, and that's where I had the stereo. Had some tens in it and stuff. And this new Titan. I don't know if I'm going to need a stereo in it.
No, I don't think, I haven't heard it yet, but I noticed that it had the Fender like.
Yeah, it's got upgraded. 12 speakers in it.
Oh, wow.
With a sub under the passenger seat. And I was just like listening to it on the way here. I was like, I don't think I need anything more in this. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's just funny how you're
I'm excited to do the Tacoma because I want to see how. Good. I want to see how good I can make it sound with the limitations.
Not only with the limitations, but how it's come from such a stripped down thing to it's going to be like a very like complete and nice thing. Yeah, you know?
And it's going to challenge the Tanner who's listening to this because he's going to be the one that does the stereo.
Oh,
so like it's and Tanner likes challenges. Mm-hmm. You know, he likes to make things that shouldn't.
Yeah, like those rigs he works on and stuff. Yeah.
Or like my truck shouldn't have ever drove. And he's like, no, I'm going to make this thing run and drive. You could drive this thing anywhere. And now I get in that thing with the utmost confidence.
That's cool.
And just haul, you know? So
that's
like,
awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, same with the stereo. I can't wait to just kind of see what we could do with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. But no, that's it. That's actually it. I don't got any more questions.
No.
And we're over in an hour.
We're over an hour.
Thanks everybody for thugging it out last week
and thugging it out this week. The next few weeks are going to be rough.
Yeah, they are going to be rough.
We can't promise anything, but what we can do is get into some guest episodes when you come out for your Tacoma.
Yeah.
And then when I'm going to be coming out here for my Tacoma.
Oh, that's right. Because
my Tacoma, we will be doing this.
Yeah, that's
right. Mine will come out for paint. Yours will go in for that. And I would like to be here at Alan's when he's doing it. So I'm going to be spending some time here probably.
We need to talk to Alan.
We need to talk to Alan. We need to talk to Brett.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be an interesting one.
There's a bunch of people we need to talk to.
Yeah. So that'll come up soon.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right.
All right.
We'll see you later.
Later. Bye.